going to be watching you, and I won't even be watching you. I'll probably be looking down. Actually, I always feel like it's awkward to record me when I'm praying, but maybe I'll just give the audio on this one. That might be a good way to do it. So we're just going to take what we just learned in the workshop, and I'm going to pray. And while I'm going to pray for you, I'm asking you to engage and pray along. And there's going to be sections where I'm not going to pray for you. I'm going to ask you to just engage with the Lord, okay? So, Father, we just want to establish your presence, and we want to establish your character right now. We just want to pray in agreement here on the basis of who you are, that you are good and loving and powerful and kind, and you have patience that never ends, Father, that you are gentle, that you are long-suffering, that you are a forgiver and a redeemer and a restorer and a healer. Jesus, I thank you that the very basis of you coming from heaven to earth was to save, not to judge, that there is no judgment in your heart, that everything you deal with in our lives is done in the spirit of redemption and restoration. And Father, I thank you so much for that. Lord, we just ask that you would, that your character, that just the framework of who you are, that that would move and motivate everything we bring to your throne, that everything that we're carrying around, everything that's heavy to us right now, that we would first establish you as the author and the finisher of our faith and of our life, that you are the designer, that you are the creator, that what you've begun, you will bring to completion. Lord, that your promises endure from generation to generation, that you have not forsaken us, that you have not left us, and that the goodness of God will be realized in this lifetime, that we can access you right now. And so, Father, on the basis of your character, Lord, we just ask that you be God right now, that you just enter into our circumstances, that you just enter into our life situations. And Father, we just ask that you teach us how to engage, how to be in relationship with you as your children. Father, I just pray that you would just paint a picture on everybody's heart of how you want to be with each one, how you want to work with each one, how you want to display relationship with each person. Father, that you would just give them each a picture of what that looks like, that just to move out of just having a heavy theology in the head and to enter into a dialogue in the heart with each one of them right now. And I just, I'm just going to steer away from me praying for a minute. I'm just going to ask you guys to each try to just hang out with him for a minute and just work on, just focus on just being in connection, being on relationship with him. And just like a minute, and then I'm going to go back. Grab his hand, go on his lap if you feel comfortable doing that. Something where you're connecting in relationship with him. Father, I just pray in that connection right now that that the person that you're relating with right now would be able to filter and see themselves through your perspective, and that they would just be able to interact and understand the gentleness and the kindness of your heart towards them, the affection you have towards them, the love you have towards them, the concern you have for their circumstances. Lord, I just pray that they would be able to see that you are the author of their life, that you've designed them, that you have a plan, a purpose for them, and that your intentions for them are just to realign and reestablish what you already wanted them to be, whatever what you already created them to be. And Father, I just pray that we could, each of us individually, could actually experience your presence, that we could actually encounter you in a moment, that you could go from theology to reality. Father, I just pray that the Holy Spirit would just be poured out and through each of us, that you would not be hindered or blocked, that there would be no walls of division anymore that separate us from the Holy of Holies, that we could each experience our own version of Shekinah glory, that we could experience the Prince of Peace, that we could gain access into the peace that surpasses all human understanding, that we would push past our fear and our sense of unworthiness, that we would stop listening to the lies of the enemy that say that we're not worthy. Father, right now, I just pray that each of us would enter into your throne room and that we would come to you as a child and that we would just strip down before you, vulnerable and unable to give you anything of merit or value, and that in place of that, you would lavish us with the beautiful richness of your grace and your mercy. Lord, clothe us in righteousness and truth. Whatever we hang on to, whatever efforts, whatever attempts that we've made to try to be something or to try to prove our merit, Lord, we drop those at your feet right now. We just give them to you. We just give you efforts. God, we just give you attempts. We just give you our ineffectiveness. We just give you right now, we give you unworthiness. We just sit at your feet right now, and we sit with you. We are just clothed in the glory and splendor of the righteousness of Almighty Jesus, who was, who is to come, the great I am, that we are sitting next to him, and we are completely accepted by him. There is no blemish, no spot, there is no hindrance, because it's all been washed clean by the blood. Father, I just pray that we could just receive that gift, that we could just stand in your presence cleansed and free from condemnation and free from guilt and free from shame. Just give us a taste of that. Give us a sense of that. God, show to mind right now, God, I just pray that you would bring to mind anything that is separating us from you. Show us the patterns. God, are we people oriented? Are we so focused on other people that we can't even make it to your feet? Do we keep bringing them to you and asking you to fix them? And when you don't fix them, we disconnect and we detach from you. Lord, just give us the gift of seeing your countenance, of seeing your face, of seeing your worthiness in our life, and of letting us just fall into your arms and just to be held and to be covered and to be protected and to be loved with no effort, with no striving. Just come as we are. Thank you, God, that your grace is sufficient. Thank you that your grace is activated in our brokenness. Thank you, Lord, that your grace is like glue holding us together until you can paint the pattern, the canvas design that you've created for us. Each color, the dark and the light colors, all working together with a strategy for a specific outcome, that we could just stand in grace, not in effort, that we could just let you do your design for us, let you string it all together in a way that only you can do. Father, we just acknowledge right now that there's a real enemy in our life, and he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. And Father, we confess that we've listened to him, that each of us at one point in our lives was under a stronghold. We were under a choke hold. We were under a knife to our throat. We felt powerless over him. We felt powerless over our circumstances. We felt unable to move. We felt consumed by guilt and shame and depression and oppression. We felt overwhelmed with hopelessness. We wanted to give up. God, we thought you were the one doing it. God, sometimes we pointed to those feelings and we asked why you were doing that. And Lord, right now we want to acknowledge and we accept the fact that you are not the author of destruction. You are not the author of brokenness or oppression or depression or any negative emotion that would want to try to come and sabotage our lives. We acknowledge that we have a real enemy, and that he has strategically been given some kind of access point in our life, and that we have at times obliged to the words and the messages he has spoken. Because we didn't understand you, we listened to his messages as though they were our truth. We came under the influences of those messages. God, I just pray right now that you would just minister to each person in this room, and you would allow them to hear. Just give them specific phrases that the enemy has used to torment them. Just to give them an awareness. The nature of the lie. The nature of the chokehold. God, I just pray that you would reveal it right now. Repetitive and constant reminders that he's used to break down and destroy. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the authority of Jesus Christ, we take that lie and we replace it with the truth. Whatever the lie is, Father, I just pray that you would put in their mind right now the truth that contradicts and consumes that lie. Thank you, God, that you are the predator. The enemy is not. You are greater, you are more powerful, and you have already claimed victory. God, we thank you that we do not have to stand under that chokehold. I just pray right now that my brothers and sisters here and in the webinar would be released from that chokehold right now in Jesus' name. Whatever spirit is attached to that, God, that you would continue to find why that allowance occurred in the soul. But whatever spirit that is, right now, God, we systematically go through and we just systematically rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name and command it to leave. Spirit of fear, spirit of guilt, spirit of shame, spirit of Jezebel, spirit of control. God, spirit of jealousy, spirit of pride. Father, any spirit other than your Holy Spirit, hate, addiction. God, whatever spirit could be messing with anyone in this room, I just pray that you would reveal it to them personally, that you would just put the thought into their head. And God, we just ask that you expose it so that you can consume it. We thank you that we are seated in the heavenlies right now with Christ Jesus. We thank you that we are connected to him, that we have access to the kingdom. We have access to the throne of grace. We have access to everything that the kingdom supplies. God, we thank you so much for that. And in giving us access to all of that, we are overcomers. We are conquerors. We are victorious. We are going to take the knife and put it on the enemy's throat. We are not going to be intimidated by his lies and his tactics. He is not going to win. You are going to win, Lord. We pray that you would pounce him. We pray that you would put him to mockery and shame for how he's tried to damage and destroy. We pray, God, that you would bring to twofold, sevenfold, tenfold what the enemy meant for evil, that you turn that around and use that for good. We pray that he would not be able to win any more territory in our lives, that now that he's been called out, that he would never be allowed back in to bring more layers of destruction. God, we just pray against the affliction and the strongholds in our own family systems right now. If we're going back into families where there's spiritual affliction, where there's people in their own strongholds. God, I'm praying for a holy shelter where you can be inhabited in that person. And I'm praying that you teach holy defenses, that you would be able to interject and redeem that person that's afflicted, but that that person, whatever is influencing them, would not have an effect, would not be able to penetrate and absorb into the person's life that's receiving healing and help right now in Jesus' name. God, we just acknowledge that we are not fighting a battle against flesh and blood, that our enemies are not human beings. Our enemies come in the spiritual realm. Behind every evil behavior, Lord, we acknowledge there is some kind of spiritual influence. And so, Father, give us the same heart that you have to see people that you want to redeem. You don't come to judge, you come to redeem. That we could look at them with the heart of redemption, and yet we could hate and despise the influences that seek to tear us down. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our family systems right now in Jesus' name. Show us our part. Show us what to do. Show us what not to do. Show us what words to say. Show us when to keep our mouth closed. Show us when to leave. Show us when to stay. Show us consequences for behaviors, but show us everything that will partner with you in their redemption, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, we pray over kids, children right now, that cannot make choices for themselves or are still very young and vulnerable and fragile, that the enemy is trying to prey on as we talk about children represented in this room on the webinar, my own children, Lord, that the enemy is already trying to sabotage their young minds. He's trying to call them into a lifestyle of darkness and deceit. God, we just use the authority of Jesus to call them out and to ask you, Father, for future generations to implore you, to beg you to rescue our children from his hand. God, that you would raise our children up to be restorers of the breach, to be the generation that seeks to resolve and bring unity and bring people back into relationship with you. God, we just pray that the enemy has no right to our children, that our inheritance is protected, whether they're young or whether they're grown, Lord. We just use every single prayer, every single piece of spiritual warfare and equipment that we could ever get, and we just call on every single spiritual resource and spiritual presence that you have instigated, angels and archangels and warriors and whatever you can send our way to guard our children and to guard and protect the future generations from being bound by darkness. Lord, we just know that that's a huge request. And yet your word says that when we start to pray in agreement with you, that when we pray in accord, that we can ask whatever we want and you will grant it to us. And Father, we believe that your heart would be to restore our own lives and then to restore our future generations as well. We're asking for a chain effect. We're asking that you don't just resolve the here and now, but you bring this into a motion, into a movement that will affect the generations to come until Jesus returns. And we don't know, Lord, if you're returning now, we're ready. But that you would raise our children up in the fear and understanding and reverence of who you are. God, we just come specifically against fear right now, but we come against the spirit of disbelief. God, I just pray that you stretch us and give us faith muscles to be able to absorb the work you need to do in our lives, that we would not trust in our circumstances, that we would trust in you, that we would believe that you can do what you said you would do. God, I just pray that surrender would allow us to drop that big burden we've been carrying, that big area in our lives that we've wanted to make right, that we can't make right. And God, just like a potter with clay, that you would just continue to mold and shape us remove the defectiveness and recreate and restore any areas that have been broken. God, help us to enjoy the moment. Help us to find the sweetness in relationship with you. Help us to understand that we can experience the ecstasy of relationship with you, all while insanity may be raging around us. That you are not confined to circumstances, that you want to inhabit our hearts, and that you can inhabit our hearts despite what the people around us are doing. God, we receive right now in Jesus' name, and I just want everyone to just hang out again at his feet and just put your arms out or your hands out and ask him if there's something that he can give you right now or what he wants to give you. And maybe you'll hear something and maybe you won't. But your heart is just ready to receive. Just receive from him. God, we thank you that you are a giver and that the gifts you give outweigh anything we could ever think or comprehend or ask for in our own strength. Inner peace and joy, wholeness, security. We thank you, God. We praise you. That you are good. That your plans for us are good. That you are creating a kingdom that bypasses this world. And your kingdom is good. And we are members of your kingdom already. We've already been assigned an eternal purpose. God, we thank you that we are eternal creatures, that we are not limited and confined to a lifetime here on earth. God, we thank you for what you have done. We thank you for the rescue job you've already performed in our lives. We thank you for what you're going to perform. Even if we can't see you, God, we still thank you for it. God, we are just asking that you would do things in our life that would not only bless us, but that would just stand directly in the face of the enemy and mock him and put him to shame and to defeat him. And that we would be trophies of your faithfulness. And God, I just pray that that trophy, that we would let you make your own trophies in us. That we would not tell you what that trophy needs to look like. That it will be your trophy. It'll be your conquering grace. It won't be anything that we've even come up with on our own at all. And that trophy will be a light and it will be salt. And it will have influence. And it will be able to shake up the world around us. That people will see that you are a real God. You are not sabotaged by religious philosophy and ideals and hypocrisy. That the God of the Bible and the Jesus of the Bible are real. And that the evidence is that they will know us by our love. That you will transform our heart in such a way where we are carriers of you, of your presence, of your peace, of your joy, of your love. God, I just pray right now that you begin to remove things in us, expose them, and then remove them. God, if there's something major that anyone is holding on to right now, only they would know between you and them. That dream, that ideal, that relationship, that it would get surrendered at your feet right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come. Guys, I'm just going to do one song. Just keep your eyes closed. And then we're going to then we're going to go on our way. This is your own personal time of talking to him. Okay, guys, I just want to I want to do a benediction. My dad used to do that. I grew up in the Lutheran church. Okay, just the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord shine his face upon you and grant you his peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a wonderful Christmas, you guys. We will be down in that room when we get back. 2:25 finally. We're halfway through. Okay, we might be more like a 16 week because I added this class. We're halfway through. Okay, so when we get back, we're going to be talking heavy stuff on shame, but you know what? You're empowered. Now I want you to see the battle and that be excited about what your God's going to expose because it's more opportunity for you to grow in him, okay? All right, bye. If you need to talk to me afterwards, I'm going to be around for a little bit, okay? All right, bye, webinar.